I would like to request His Grace Jagatchakshu Prabhu to tell us about Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement.
Sankirtan Yajna Ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai Gopimanande
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Shri Gaura Purnima Ki Jai Om Agyana Timirandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam karoti vachanam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham bande shri gurum dinataranam ajanulam vita bhujau kanaka vadatau sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro drujavaro yugadarana palo bande jagat priya karo karunavata vairandhya vidya nija bhakti yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Puran Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharidadhari Kripam Budhi Yastamam Prapad Anarpitam Charim Chigat Karunaya Vatir Nakal Samarpayut Munnato Jvarada Samsa Bhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dhyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sadaridaya Kandare Suratu Vasachinandana Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tanghara Charana Shrita Saivadadanya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hari Hari Bol. I don't know if some of you were here 5 years ago. We have Gaur Purnima and we have the good fortune also to speak about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we chanted the song together. I want to see if some of you still remember. You can please repeat after me. This is a song by, it is attributed to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It's simple, very easy to repeat, so please try to do it. Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga
Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga
Laha Goranga Namore
Laha Goranga Namore
Ye Jana Goranga Baje
Ye Jana Goranga Baje
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga
Baja Goranga
Laha Goranga Namore
Laha Goranga Namore
Ye Jana Goranga Baje
Ye Jana Goranga Baje
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga
Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga
Laha Goranga Namore Jana Goranga Baje
Jana Goranga Baje
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Sei Oyamar Pranare
Hari Hari So, Baja Goranga Worship Lord Goranga Kaha Goranga Speak about Lord Goranga Laha Goranga Namare Chant the holy name of Lord Goranga Ye jana goranga baje, those people who worship Lord Goranga in this way, say hoya mar pranare. Lord Nityananda say, they are my life and soul. So if you want to become dear to Lord Nityananda, who is the original Adi Guru, we shall hear and chant and worship Lord Goranga. And this is a wonderful occasion today, Gaur Purnima is appearance day. To remember the names and the glories and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj was explaining from Chaitanya Mangal, how Sri Krishna and Dwarka revealed that he was going to come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. But I would like, with his permission, to add a little more to that also. And that is, Narad Muni told the Lord, first Rukmini was lamenting that you are going to leave this material world and we are going, your queens, we are going to be left behind. So you know everything, but you don't know the pangs, the suffering of separation from you. You don't know what is this feeling when the devotees apparently suffer from separation from the Lord. Is that another type of ecstasy? Apparently it looks like suffering, agony. But you, Lord, you don't know. Only Radharani knows perfectly well these feelings, but you don't know. And then Narad Muni came, and Narad Muni usually is very happy and very joyful, but this time he came morose and sad. So Lord said, Narad, why you are sad today? You are unhappy. Narad Muni said, my dear Lord, I know you very soon, you are going to close your pastimes in this material world, and then Kali Yuga will start, and all the fallen jivas, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, will become degraded, and who will save this poor soul? See the heart of Narad Muni, so much love, so much compassion for the fallen souls. He was lamenting that the Lord will leave this world, Kali Yuga will start, everybody become influenced by Kali Yuga. So who will save these poor fallen souls? So understanding the heart of his devotee, Sri Krishna told both of them, Rukmini and Narad, Narad, be patient. Very soon I will appear in Kali Yuga, at the beginning of Kali Yuga. And through the Harinam Sankirtan, I will deliver everyone. I will give them the chance to go back home, back to God, and to develop Krishna Prem. And you, Rukmini, I will assume the mood, the feelings, the love of Radharani for Krishna, so I will know what she feels when she is separated from Krishna and feel the intensity of love and separation. So immediately right there, as Maharaj said, Krishna assumed the form of Lord Gauranga in front of Narad and Rukmini Devi. And Narad immediately went chanting the glories of Lord Gauranga all over the universe and telling all the demigods, the Lord is going to come soon again. You must all be prepared to come assist him in his pastimes. He even went to Krishna Lok, Goloka Vrindavan, and he met Lord Gauranga there to confirm his advent. And Lord Chaitanya told him, yes, I will come in Kali Yuga, and with the axe of the Harinam Sankirtan, I will cut into pieces all the sinful activities of the people of Kali Yuga. But even if they are in other countries or they are far away, nevertheless, I will send Mona Senapati Bhakta, my commander-in-chief, my devotee, the leader of the Sankirtan, to deliver them, to give them mercy. And who is that great personality that Lord Chaitanya chooses to do that? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi. So, this Sankirtan movement actually have two aspects, both internal and internal. Internal and external, both aspects are there. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan movement, first was with closed doors at Srivas Sangam, Srivas house, and only Premi Bhaktis, Premi Bhaktas could enter there. That's Prema Sankirtan, only for the Lord's own relish of love and separation from Himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So that was also Sankirtan, but internal Sankirtan. And the external sankirtan, of course, like Maharaj says, not material, is also spiritual, is for the benefit of others. First, to relish himself, and when he was happy, satisfied, relishing himself, he wanted to share it with everyone, to give it to everyone. So, I'm going to read something from Chaitanya Bhagavan. Sankirtana Rambe Amara Batar Karainu Sarva Deshe Kirtana Prachar. I have incarnated to now with the Sankirtana movement. I will preach the process of chanting throughout the world. And commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Gaurasundar said, when many persons gather together and properly chant the names of Krishna, I will certainly appear there. I will preach throughout the world the glories of chanting the holy names throughout the process of kirtan. Some people say that Sri Gaurasundar did not inaugurate the chanting of the holy name in his childhood. After he accepted initiation from Ishvarapuri, he performed sankirtan and enacted the pastimes of various Naimitika or occasional incarnation. Thereafter, as a Pravribhraja Chakacharya, the Lord personally preached in various parts of India and had and is having and will have his servants preach the glories of the Lord Hari all over the world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta making prediction that his servant will preach all over the world his glories. And Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in 144 said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement of love of Krishna throughout the entire world. And therefore, during his presence, he inspired the Sankirtan movement. Specifically, he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan and Nityananda to Bengal and personally went to South India. In this way, he kindly left the task of preaching his cult in the rest of the world to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The members of this society must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles and preach sincerely according to the instruction of the acharyas, surely they will have the profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. Arido. Huh? Wonderful predictions, wonderful instruction by Srila Prabhupada to give us strength, to give us enthusiasm, to give us hope. If we stick to the regulative principles, don't deviate, then our chanting will have influence, will have power to influence others also to chant. And get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, also, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he explains one pastime in regard to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Confidential, that as Maharaj said, confidential, but we can share it with the devotees because the devotees can understand. Others may not understand, may not appreciate. But the devotees will appreciate, will understand. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti explained that once in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, after waking up, Radharani told Krishna she had a dream. And Krishna was eager to hear her dream. And she said, I dreamt about a land similar to our Vrindavan. Also was a river like a Jamuna river. Many peacocks, many people chanting your holy name. But amongst them was a very beautiful Brahmin, young boy, very beautiful young Brahmin boy. And he was with his hand, I praise, chanting. And he was so beautiful, even attracted my mind. And I start to wonder, who is he? And I heard him saying, oh Radhe, Radhe. I thought, oh, he must be my Lord Krishna because he's chanting my names. But then I heard him chanting, "Oh Krishna, Krishna." Then who is he? He may be me, because he's chanting Krishna. I chant only in separation like that to Krishna, but he's also chanting Radhe Radhe. So please clarify this doubt in my mind. Who is this young Brahmin? Is he you or is he me? Krishna smiled and told Radharani, "Would you like to see that dream again?" Radharani said, "Yes, of course I would like to see it again." And Krishna touched his Kaustubha jewel, which represents all living entities. And by touching it, a blue ray came out, and the same dream was enacted again in front of Radharani's eyes. And after seeing it, she told Krishna, "Now I understand. This young Brahmin boy is actually you and me combined. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gaurasundara ki jai." And Krishna told her, "Yes, remember you once told me that I don't understand when you're feeling separation from me, the pangs, the sorrow, the pain. I don't understand that. So in order to understand your love and devotion and the pleasure you feel in my association and also in my separation, I assume this form with your inner heart to understand my own self, to understand your love for me." So these are inner meaning, internal meaning, and also the Lord is giving so much mercy by His cherishing His own sweet with desires, to fulfill His own desires. He became even more merciful and wanted to give everyone the opportunity to get this Krishna Prem, Braja Prem, which was unknown before to the general people. Srila Prabhupada said, as Guru Prasad Maharaj explained, that to understand Krishna is very difficult. It's not an easy thing. Only through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can understand. No other way. There's no other way to understand. Even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he performed this pastime, that although he's Nitya Lila, associate of the Lord, Nitya Siddha, still he said that at the beginning he was not attracted to Srinivas Bhat and to Krishna, because he thought, you know, he's dancing with the wives of other business, not moral, you know, from the external point of view. But when he read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and start to appreciate Lord Gaurasundara and his teachings, then he said he started to really love and appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam and his pastimes in Vrindavan. So we can't go directly to Krishna. Not possible, at least not in this Kali Yuga age. We definitely have to go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course through the Guru, Sri Guru Parampara. There's no other way to do it. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, there was a lunar eclipse. We are going to have lunar eclipse also tonight. It's very, you know, very nice that coincidentally is the same Gaur Purnima day. And some people may ask why there was an eclipse. Eclipse, generally speaking, is considered, you know, bad omen, bad influence, evil influence of Brahma, you know, trying to overshadow the moon. So it's not auspicious. All temples closed, you know, not given darshan because, you know, of this reason. But why, during the Lord's appearance, Rahu covered the moon? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains that seeing that Lord Gauranga was going to appear, Rahu told, the golden moon of Lord Gauranga is appearing. What is the need of this moon with spot on it? Better let me cover it. So with that in mind, he covered the moon. Because see, even demons like Rao, they are affected also by Lord Gauranga's appearance. Lord Chaitanya didn't came to kill demons. Prabhupada told us when he visited South America and Venezuela that if Lord Chaitanya would have come in Kali Yuga like other avatars like Krishna to kill demons, practically speaking, nobody would be left in Kali Yuga. Prabhupada said the evil and the devotee mentality or spirit is in everyone's body. The evil and devotee mentality is there in every person. And Lord Chaitanya came to kill the evil spirit or mentality of people by this Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, although it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't start his movement of Sankirtan until he came back from Gaya after taking initiation from his spiritual master Ishvarapuri, but just the day of his appearance, so many thousands of people went to take bath in the Ganga and chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, chanting the holy name of Hari, just to counteract the bad effect of the eclipse. So, just from the beginning, he was showing his mission to make everyone chant the holy name. Even Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur were there chanting, dancing. And all the devotees also. And they were saying, let this eclipse last forever. Because everybody is chanting the holy name to the eclipse. They were glorifying the eclipse. And also, when he was a baby, the ladies of the neighborhood, they will come and he will start to cry. But as soon as they clap and start to chant the holy name of Lord Hari, he will smile and move his arm like dancing. As soon as they stop chanting, he will start to cry. So there was 24-hour kirtan in the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Day and night, different groups of ladies will come to sing, like we have here in our Krishna Varam Mandir, 24-hour kirtan. That also past times of Lord Chaitanya now going on perpetually. It's eternal. So also Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy to everyone, not only to human beings, even to animals. When he was a small boy in Imai with his friend, they were playing around Navadvip, and they saw many small puppies. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai chose the most beautiful puppy, and all his friends were, no, you took the most beautiful puppy, left us the other ugly one. He said, no worry, you come to my home, we can play with this puppy all together. So they were at his home playing with the puppy, and sometime Nimai will embrace the puppy, put him on his shoulder, you know, run away with him, embracing the puppy. And his friend will demand, oh, you're playing more with the puppy than us. And one of his friends became upset and he left. And on the way, he met Sachi Devi and he complained to her, you know, your son Nimai is playing with a dog in your home, with a puppy. This is not very suchi, it's very muchi. So she, no, that can't be. She immediately ran in the home and saw the puppy and grabbed it from Nimai and asked him, go take your bath in the Ganga immediately. And he was crying, please, don't throw my puppy away, I want my puppy. Yes, sir, don't worry, I will tie him to the chair here, you go take your bath, he will be here. And as soon as he went to take his bath in the Ganga, she let the puppy go away. But this puppy, because he was touched by the Lord, he became a very fortunate puppy. One day while wandering in Navadvip, this small puppy stood up in two legs and started to chant, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda,
Radhe Govinda,
Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda,
Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda,
Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda,
Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda.
All the people around were wondering who's chanting, and they were looking around, nobody was there. But they looked down, they saw a small puppy chanting. This is amazing. They start to clap and chant with the puppy. And the puppy start to dance and go around, tears coming from his eyes, shivering, changing of colors, all the ecstatic symptoms. And suddenly the puppy jumped and fell dead on the ground. But he assumed a beautiful spiritual body, and an airplane came from Krishna Loka to take him back home, back to God. Haribo, all the people of Navadvip saw that with their own eyes. This is in Chaitanya Mangal by Lord Chandas Thak. So this prayer that we, this is at the beginning of Madhya Lila and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ajanulambita Bujokanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalai Daksho Vishvambaro Vijavaro Vagadama Palo Bande Jagatriya Kalokutna. Very beautiful song. Everybody should learn the mantra and the meaning. Ajanu means the arm, Lambita Bujo means the arm. And they are so long that they reach the knees. Not bending, standing erect. No human beings have long arms like that. Only Supreme Lord, very exalted, great personalities. Like Uddhava, for example, have long arms like reach their knees. Ajanlambita bujo kanaka vadato. Kanaka means gold. Their complexion is golden. And they came Sankirtanai Kapitaro. Pitaro means they inaugurated the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Kamalaya Takshon, their eyes are like lotus petals. Vishvambaro. And we have, I don't know Hindi, but in English only singular plural. But in Bengali there is also two. Singular plural and also two. So Vishvambarao means two maintainers of the universe. Of course, it is speaking about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Vishvambarao means actually Vishvambar, Lord Gaurasundara, and also Vishvarupa, his brother. And how is that so? How it can be for Nityananda, also for Vishvarupa? And the meaning is that actually Vishvarupa is an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. And when he took sannyas, left home, and he left his body in Pandharpur, he entered the body of Nityananda Prabhu. So when Nityananda Prabhu met Lord Chaitanya for the first time in Navadvip, they embraced each other, and Gaurasundar told him, "Oh brother, I'm seeing you again." So that's the meaning of Vishvambaro. Dvijavaro. Dvijavaro means the gem-like of the Brahmin. The great jewel of all the Brahmins. Yuga Dharma Palo. You came to inaugurate the Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma, the religion for this age, which is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit came back from Gaya, he started to show his devotion for the Lord. Before he was not, he was only showing his scholar side, defeating everyone, challenging everyone. But after he came from Gaya, took initiation from Ishvarapuri to show how important it is to have a spiritual master to develop bhakti. He's teaching the world by this doing this. So he started to show his emotion. He started to speak to all the devotees. I have a glimpse of Krishna, but he went away. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He started to cry, roll on the ground. Like that. All the devotees were surrounding him to hear him. And he told them, "Please tell all the devotees to come to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house tomorrow. I will open my heart to them. I want to tell you about the sorrow in my heart. Please let them all come." So Shriman Pandit went to tell all, went to Shriva's house and to tell all the devotees. At Shriva's house there was a jasmine tree that was a Kalpa Vriksha tree. No matter how many jasmine flowers they would take from the tree was always filled with flowers all the time. Non-ending flowers. So they made many garlands for the occasion, and all of them went next day at Shukambra Brahmachari's house and met Lord Chaitanya. Gadadhar Pandit, he came first and was hiding in one room to witness the transformation of his dear friend Nimai Pandit. And Nimai started to open his heart to his dear friends. My dear friends, this life is temporary, full of miseries. Without Krishna, there is no meaning to life. I had the chance to see Krishna only one moment while coming from Gaya, but then he disappeared. And not seeing him now, my heart is broken. And he started to cry. And when he started to cry, he will cry for 3 hours non-stop. No human being can cry so much. And he would drench every one of his tears. And then he asked Mukunda, Mukunda, please sing his glories. Mukunda has very sweet, beautiful voice. And as soon as he started to sing the glories of the Lord, Lord Gorasundar started to dance. Very beautiful, very artistic. And while dancing, he will sometimes feel Krishna's presence and he will start to laugh. And when he will laugh for 3 hours non-stop. Everybody was witnessing this wonderful transformation of Lord Gorasunda. And all the night went on. And then Nimai Pandit asked, is anybody hiding here? And Gadadhar Pandit came out, his head downcast and tears in his eyes. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, saw him like that, he was very happy and he embraced Gadadhar Pandit, and both of them fell to the ground and rolled down in ecstasy, crying the names of the Lord. So, and this started to happen very oftenly, here and now. And all the people of Nadia started to speak about it. Even Sachidevi was very much worried about the condition of her son, because he will act very strangely for her. This was like a new person to her. And he will sometimes, his teeth will shake, that they appear like to go to fall down from his mouth. And he start changing colors and start running on the ground, crying, laughing, embracing the pillars. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is the Lord of my heart? So, actually, people in general didn't understand those moves. They thought something weird is happening with him. And some kabiras, some doctors, came to visit Sachidevi to give some advice. And she was telling them the symptoms. Laughing ceaselessly, incessantly, crying, shivering, changing of colors, rolling on the ground, shouting like madman. And they start to analyze, you know, yes, this is according to Ayurveda, this and that. And finally they gave their conclusion. They said, what's happening to your son is that he has some disturbance of the wind, and there's life wind, brain wind, something. But we will give you some Vishnu oil. You rub for 2 weeks on his head every night, he will be cured, don't worry. Like that. And all the people start to speak. Lord Chaitanya became mad, you know, something wrong. And sometime out of curiosity they will come to see, and he will chase them away with a stick and run after them, you know, roaring like a lion, like a singer. So they became frightened and they will say, definitely something wrong with him. And one day Shrivas came to see Nimai, and Gorasundar asked him, Srinivas, what do you think about my disease? They say that I have some wind problem. What do you think about? And Srinivas said, my dear Lord, I wish to have that some of this wind blow to my side. Some of this wind let it come to me. If this is sickness, please be merciful to me and share some of your sickness with me. These symptoms you have is symptoms of pure love for Krishna. Your life is sublime. Your life is wonderful. Your life is successful. All the symptoms are Krishna Prem, Mahabhav, the greatest symptom of ecstasy for love for the Lord. And Gorasundar smiled and embraced him and told him, Srivas, today you saved my life. Because if you would have said the same thing as people that are saying, I would have jumped in the Ganga and drowned myself. But today you saved my life. You are my real friend. And he embraced him. So Srinivas went to Sachidevi and told her, Mother, please be pacified. The symptoms your son is having are very extraordinary. These are symptoms of Krishna Prem, pure love for Krishna. So don't worry. There is nothing wrong with your son. So he pacified her in that way and she was happy and pacified. And then every day they will meet together at Srivas' home. And they will have this Prema Sankirtan. The offenders outside will criticize. Oh, why they don't let us inside? Maybe they're having some party. They're inviting some girls, drinking wine. Like Maharaj said, feeling hungry, they shout, Haribol, Haribol! But they don't want to invite us inside. And they would, all the Pashandis, all the offenders, materialistic people will criticize. Who is the Srivas Pandit? Why is he having these parties in his home, not inviting us? We hear that the government is sending soldiers in two boats and are coming to arrest Srivas Thakur and will chastise him for his activities. He's spoiling everyone by this loud chanting. He doesn't let us sleep during the night. What is the need of so loud chanting? Just chant silently in meditation. The offenders will speak like that. They will not appreciate. And Srinivas Thakur came to know that the government may come after him. So he was a little afraid. And he went to his home and started to worship Lord Narsinghadev, praying for protection. And Lord Vishwambar Gorasundar came to his home and told him, who are you worshipping? Why are you afraid? If I am here, you don't have to be afraid. I came here to protect you. I am the Lord you are worshipping. Just see, come. And he revealed himself to Srivas Thakur. And he asked him, come, invite all your family members, all your servants even, to have my darshan. And he was the first person that the Lord revealed himself as the Supreme Lord, himself. So even the maid servant and servant have the darshan of the Lord as Krishna. He revealed his form, his original form to him. And he told him, don't worry. Nobody can do anything without my sanction. I am the heart of every living entity. Even if by his own will, by his own free will, the king sends his soldiers in boats, don't worry. I will climb into that boat and I will go with you. And I will challenge the king of the Yavanas, the Muslims, that if any of your qazis and mullahs can bring all the animals in your palace, the elephants, the cows, the peacocks, the monkeys, all the elephant animals you have, and if they can make this animal chant the name of Allah, and if they can't do it, I challenge them that I will do it. And I will make all these animals chant the name of Krishna and dance in ecstasy. Then they will be defeated by me. Don't worry, I will give you full protection. And just to prove it to you, I will show you right now. And there was a small girl, 4 years old girl. She was the niece of Srinivas Thakur. She was the daughter of Srinivas' brother. Her name was Narayan. And Lord Gaurasundar told Narayani, then Narayani, cry for Krishna with love. And the small girl started to say, oh Krishna, Krishna, where are you, my Lord? I start to cry in ecstasy. All the static symptoms appeared in her body, shivering and changing of colors. And her hair standing on end, rolling on the ground, chanting the names loudly. Everybody was completely amazed at the mercy of the Lord on this small little girl. It is famous that the Lord gave her mercy, His mercy to her. So, but then the Lord, He started to associate more with His devotees, and He will hear from them their grief that in Navadvip everybody is atheistic. They will only worship Goddess Durga for some material benefit. They don't care about Krishna or the holy name. They do some ceremony for get material benefit, riches, and to go to heavenly kingdom. They are all learned and wealthy, but they use their wealth only to have great marriage ceremony for their sons and daughters. They don't spend a cent for the Lord's service. They never chant the holy name. And they also blaspheme us all the time and attack us all the time. So, seeing the condition of His devotees, the Lord told them, don't worry, I will break the head of all the atheists. And roaring like a lion, he started to run with a stick in his hand. And everybody shut the door and window, very frightened. He showed his feeling, his bhav as Narsinghade. And when he came back to his final consciousness, he asked his devotee, did I frighten the people very much? And the Lord, all the devotees said, my dear Lord, everybody who saw your anger as Narsinghadev, everybody was liberated from this material world by having your wonderful darshan. So we can go on for hours trying to describe the Lord Sankirtan movement and its pastimes in Navadvip, but time is short, and we just want to come to conclusion. By saying that this Sankirtan movement actually is the highest benefit, the highest benediction for all human beings in this universe. And the Lord, being very kind, He gave this Braja Prem to everyone. He infused the holy name with this Shakti. People were attracted to Krishna in Braj, in Vrindavan. So this is a special gift to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. And if somebody take the holy name of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and chant them sincerely, then he will be free from all offenses. And when he chants the holy name of Krishna, he will achieve very soon Krishna prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Vayu Purana it is said, Kalo Sankirtana Arambe Bhavishyami Sakhi Sutta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtan movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sakhi. So in many Shastras it is described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself. Not everyone in India has said that. That through the Shastra, through the revealed scriptures, it is revealed that he is no different from Krishna Himself. And the Vaishnava said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya is no different from Radha and Krishna. So when we chant the holy name of Krishna, the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, like Lokanath Maharaj explained, that this pure mantra is only the names of the Lord, no? Radha Krishna. Some devotee may ask, what about Hare Rama? Once even two sannyasi came to Prabhupada and asked, they have some controversy amongst themselves, that one was saying Rama and the Maha Mantra means Lord Balaram. And the other was saying, no, it means Lord Ramchandra. So they went to Prabhupada to ask him. And Prabhupada told them, why are you arguing like that? Don't waste your time arguing like that. Depends on your bhava and your feeling, you can take it one way or the other. But Prabhupada also explained in some other occasion that the name Rama, the Maha Mantra, also means Krishna. How is that? Radha Raman Rama. Also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained like that. That the name Rama also means Krishna. The beloved of Srimati Radhara. Radha Raman Rama. So depend, if somebody is devotee of Lord Ramchandra, then he will take it like that. And if somebody is devotee of Balaram, he will take it like that. If somebody is more attracted to Krishna, he will take it as Krishna. Rama is also Krishna. So let us chant all together.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gaura Purnima ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Jagat Chakshu Prabhu.